Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Did you know that the price of gold, as of yesterday afternoon, was up more than 12% over the past 5 weeks? Had this been any paper financial asset, such as stocks, bonds, or currencies, this would have been headline news. But rising precious metals prices is horrible news for the U.S. government, the U.S. dollar, and the American economy. Therefore, the politicians and regular media are almost completely silent on this subject. If they mention it at all, they try to create a smokescreen by attributing the rise to issues such as tariffs, trade tensions with China, or the threat of war with Iran. What is really happening is something altogether different. Historically, the price of gold has served as a report card on every nation's government, currency, and economy. Therefore, it gives a huge incentive to governments to hide their true finances from its citizenry. For decades, the U.S. government, as authorized by a law passed 85 years ago during the Great Depression, has been manipulating and suppressing the price of gold to keep the American public from understanding the extent to which governments at all levels have spent themselves into insolvency and bankruptcy. As I have previously told you, governments at all levels in this country owe more than $100 trillion in debt, and the net present value of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care, Social Security, and Medicare, amounts that will never be paid off in dollars of today's value. That means that, at some point in the future, the American economy is facing a huge financial crisis. The pain will not be inflicted on federal, state, and local governments and government school districts, but on the nation's taxpayers and citizens. Why is this true? The answer is simple. Governments ultimately do not have any assets of their own. The only assets they can use to pay for things come from the people through taxation, inflation of the money supply, and borrowing. When people advocate government spending, what they are really doing is advocating taking away more assets from taxpayers and citizens. That's it for now. Be sure to come back Friday as I go into the specific details of why the price of gold is now soaring here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.